right. And I understand that you have recently been named Commandant of Wentworth. Can you tell me how you procured this position?
When I first came to Wentworth back in 2009, I was still in the active duty Army, and I was assigned here by Cadet Command to take charge of the ROTC department as the Professor of Military Science. I did that for 3 years. That was my last assignment in the Army before I retired. And the president at the time, Bill Sellers, asked me to stay on after retirement as the Dean of Students. And so that was the job that I performed here at Wentworth for the last year. And then just recently I was asked to take over the position of the Commandant of Cadets.
Okay, and can you talk about some of the duties that the Commandant will have to undertake?
Yes, the Commandant of Cadets and the staff that works in the Commandant's office, their primary responsibilities are to provide a safe and respectful environment on campus for all of the boarding students, and to set and enforce high standards in accordance with the military system that Wentworth employs, as part of its day-to-day cadet life. In addition to that, we also are responsible for the leadership development and training within the Corps of Cadets, because all of the boarding students here, both college and high school, are organized similar to any military unit that's out there at the battalion level. And so some of the senior cadets and the cadets who've demonstrated a potential for increased leadership and responsibility have been named as company commanders or a battalion commander and their staff. And so they themselves are responsible for running the day-to-day events in the Corps of Cadets. So right now, that's a core cadre of about 15 cadets who are responsible for what goes on every day for the other 250 cadets that are living here on campus. And my staff and I are responsible for supervising them day-to-day and ensuring that, everything that's supposed to occur on campus within the Corps of Cadets runs smoothly, whether it's going to class, running a parade, setting up activities on the weekends. Pretty much anything that happens on campus involving a cadet is under the supervision of my department.
Okay, and you said that you were a veteran also. Can you talk about your involvement in the military?
Yeah, specifically my last assignment before coming here to Wentworth, I was assigned to 1st Squadron, 91st Cavalry Regiment in Germany. That's the reconnaissance squadron for the 173rd Airborne Brigade, which is headquartered in Italy. So I served over there from 2006 to 2009, I was the operations officer for the squadron and then the executive officer for the squadron, which those jobs respectively put me in charge of all the plans and training for the unit, and then the job as the executive officer, I was in charge of all the logistics, maintenance, and supervising the staff that controlled the unit. While I was in 191 Cav, we deployed to Afghanistan. We were over there for 15 months with a task force of about 750 soldiers. And, I make the joke to my friends when they say, oh, you went to Germany, that must have been great. I said, yeah, I was there for 3 years. Unfortunately, I spent half of it in Afghanistan. Had a 15-month vacation in the desert and mountains over there. I had a great group of soldiers and or troopers and officers and non-commissioned officers that I served with over there that I'm still in close contact with, and it's an experience I'll never forget, and it's something that kind of shapes what I expect out of the cadets that are here at Wentworth from just a leadership and personal and professional development perspective.
I would absolutely agree, and you seem like you are very qualified to take over this position. Is there anything else that you would like to add at this time?
Just in general, I was very proud to be asked to take over this this role here at Wentworth. I'm really excited to get the full Corps of Cadets back here on campus. Right now we just have the summer camp here, Camp Lead, with five or six of the senior cadets that are in charge of that. But I'm really looking forward to getting started with the the Corps of Cadets leadership when they all return from the training they're at this summer, and that'll be here in early August, and that's when the train will start moving at probably 100 miles an hour and won't stop until graduation next spring.
All right, and anything else?
No, that's all I have.